Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, special guests here. We got Ohio Court of Appeals, 7th Appellate District Judge Mark Hanna and his lovely wife, Dawn. We were talking a little bit. He came late, of course, for the show, if you just tuned in. So I'm talking with Dawn and with Mark. And Dawn tells me, when I started complaining about him being so late, tell the listeners about his license plate.
Late for court.
That is literally on his license plate.
That's literally his license plate.
Unbelievable. What is this with you being time challenged? What is this? And why should we have you on a court, the 7th Appellate Court, which I have no idea what that is, by the way. We'll get to that. When you can't even show up on time. What's the deal here, Mark?
I show up on time for court. And prior to, I used to be the last one to court. You get your best Rule 11 agreements when you go late, because they want out of there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely. But that's a plea agreement.
That's the secret. All right. Well, let me ask you this. First off, I'd rather talk with Dawn, but you're the one running for office.
Correct.
In the Republican primary against a guy named Comstock, some firefighter guy who's also a lawyer, right?
Correct.
Up there in the Mahoning Valley. Right.
But this is my time. I don't mention my opponent's name, just to let
you
know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were paying for my show this hour.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's right. You're not paying for it. Anyway, so back to this. What exactly, because I know nothing about the law.
All right.
Let me ask the question before you answer it. I know nothing about the law. I've watched episodes of Law and Order, barely understand that. It says that you are on the Court of Appeals of Ohio, the 7th Appellate District. What does appellate mean?
Appellate,
what is that?
Well, appellate district is the Court of Appeals. Whenever anybody has a lawsuit, anywhere in the 8 counties that our jurisdiction is, if the person who loses doesn't feel that they had a fair shake, they file an appeal. And we hear anything from evictions to traffic tickets to murders to gas and oil cases, because very few cases make it to the Supreme Court. So we're virtually the last place that you end up. Very few cases go to the Supreme Court.
State Supreme Court,
because they have to grant what is called certiorari. And so they...
What?
In other words, what it's Latin, it means... Will you accept this case?
Okay.
And they don't have to. Court of Appeals has to accept any case that is filed with us.
That's an automatic appeal.
It's not. They got to file a notice of appeal.
Right.
And then they have to file briefs. The other side, who's the appellant and the appellee, have to file briefs. And then they either want a hearing, and we have a hearing. We have arguments. We hear both sides. And there's 4 judges in the Court of Appeals in the 7th District.
Yeah.
Other districts have more judges, but you have to have at least 4. And then you have a 3-panel tribunal from our court that hears the cases. So it's randomly selected, and you're put on different cases. So any case at all, from Mahoning, Columbiana, Jefferson, Belmont, Noble,
Harrison,
Carroll,
Monroe.
And yes.
You actually didn't know all the counties.
Well, yes, I did.
Can you believe this? Can you believe this?
Boy, you're great. I love you, brother. I love you.
Unbelievable.
Anyways, we hear the case.
Help him out.
Yeah.
I need all the help I can get.
I know.
That's why I bring her.
Believe me. I do believe you.
I have no problem with that.
Yes.
Matter of fact, when we talk about help, prior to any court dates, okay?
Yeah.
When we go in on session, I say a rosary before I go in there. So I'm inspired, and I ask the Lord and I ask the Holy Spirit to guide me to do the Lord's will.
I thought there was separation of church and state.
Well, I wear my beliefs on my... Just because you have a black robe doesn't mean you lose your First Amendment right.
So rosary is Catholic, right?
It is.
So you are Catholic.
I am.
What is your background? What is your family heritage?
Well, my mother was from Wales. She was a war bride.
Yeah.
So I'm half Welsh. And then my father, Hanna, everybody thinks that was Italian. It's really Swiss German.
Really?
But his mother was an Amato. So my father was half Italian and half Swiss German. And so I'm a quarter of that each and half Welsh.
Wow. Geez. Always Catholic. Raised Catholic.
I was always raised Catholic, yes.
Okay. Yeah,
and I'm Pentecostal.
There we go. But I think I'd rather vote for her. Tell you that. Are you a lawyer by any chance? No, you're a nurse.
I am a nurse.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, how was he as a patient? Pain in the ass?
Oh, you better believe it.
What was the worst thing he did as a patient?
He doesn't listen.
Don't look at him. Look at me. He's not the host. I'm right here.
He never listens. He never, ever listens.
This is a judge.
And he's very needy. Yeah.
Very.
Oh, I am needy. I am needy. I'm
the
first one.
I have to help him put his shoes on.
Are you serious?
Well, I had a condition years ago.
She's talking. Really?
Oh, I'm shutting up. Boy, she likes you. He's trying to steal her right now.
I'm in love with her already. So you have to put his shoes on?
Sometimes, just to help him, you know, because he's running late all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on.
How long does it take to put on shoes? My God, man.
But anyway, one thing she will tell you, I work very late into the nights, reading cases, writing opinions.
It irritates me.
I'm more nocturnal. I stay up late.
Yeah.
And my day starts off usually at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'll watch EWTN, which is the Catholic channel.
Oh, that old nun lady.
Oh, no.
The hell was her name?
Sister Angelica.
That's it.
Oh, she's a sweetheart.
Oh,
started off in
Birmingham,
a garage.
In Alabama.
Right? But she started in Canton, Ohio in a garage. Absolutely.
Really?
That's where it started off.
My goodness.
So Mass goes on at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then it's taped, and they play it three more times in the day. They play it at noon, 7 p.m., and midnight. So if I miss Mass, I watch it.
Okay. Are you one of these Law and Order judges who throws the book at people?
Well, we don't do that. What we do is we affirm or we overturn cases, okay? So it's the trial court that sets the sentences.
Okay.
So then it comes to us if somebody files an appeal to see if their rights were violated or if the procedure, if the court, the lower court, did what they were supposed to do and they dotted the I's and crossed the T's.
How corrupt is the court system in this country? When we look at lawfare and how the bar associations and all the different lawyers did everything possible using the law to destroy or try to destroy Trump and everybody connected with him down to his valet. How corrupt is the legal system, including judges now?
Well, really, I don't want to comment on courts being corrupt, but one thing I can tell you.
That bad, huh?
No. One thing I can tell you, when it comes
Dawn
to.
Dawn wants to say something. Her lips are so. Oh, look at those lips. Her lips are like this. Oh, man, does she want to. Oh, God. We'll talk later, Dawn. Go ahead.
Now you made me lose my train of thought. However,
dear,
but one
judge.
Thing I will tell you,
yes.
Trump, all the travesties he went through, how he kept standing. I know I would have caved in and I would have quit. I mean,
really?
Look at all the they put his
but
family
that's,
through.
That's just it. I used to have respect. Honest to God, I used to have respect for the legal system. Judges, lawyers, I never did lawyer jokes, none of that stuff. I actually took it quite seriously. I liked watching law shows like Law and Order and Boston Legal and a whole bunch of all these other law shows. I actually had respect for it. And when I saw what the bar associations did and lawfare and everything and these corrupt judges with their agendas and many of them foreign born, by the way, it was like I've lost all respect for the legal system. And I'm somebody who used to respect it a lot. It's unbelievable what's just happened. It's absolutely unbelievable.
Well, in my opinion, here locally, I don't see that, okay? You know, I've seen a lot of the stuff that Trump went through, raiding his house, getting subpoenas signed for them to go in and invade his privacy. But he stood tall. And the thing I most admire about him, I think his motto is basically like my father used to be, or Big Jim Trafficant. Big guys form lines, little guys form groups, because I'm taking no prisoners. And I am so glad he stood up and fought his way through and came back. I support him 100%. Don't get me wrong. He doesn't do everything right. Nobody does.
You support this war?
You know, I'm caught in between. The reason why I think we got to preempt the devil, okay? And if they...
The devil?
Well, I think we have a spiritual warfare going on in this world, not just in this country, in this world. And it's not Democrat versus Republican or it's good versus evil. And it is bad. And, you know, his attitude is he had to preempt evil because he felt that they were having nuclear weapons and that they were going to unleash us. Look at 9/11.
All right, let me ask you.
He's trying to preempt that.
Let me ask you this. You have a billboard up.
Yes.
My sources tell me you have a billboard up.
And several.
It is only, you know, some billboards really enhance messaging. They don't really, it's not really the message that enhance.
That's why I'm here.
Well, that's
why I'm going to spend money with you.
You better spend serious money if you're going to win this election, let me tell you. If you had Dawn running, that'd be a whole different thing. You'd win a landslide. I swear to God you would.
I'll tell you the story. She's an elected official, by the way.
Mm-hmm. You're an elected official?
Yes.
Where?
Trumbull County.
Trumbull County. Mm-hmm. Okay. Doing what?
Recorder.
Stay close to the microphone.
Trumbull County recorder.
Do you know Nikki Frenchko?
Yes, I do.
I like Nikki Frenchko. Some of her pictures when she's in all these different exotic places. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'd vote for her. And I don't even know what she stands for.
Well, they're calling her Naked Nikki now.
And good for her. Oh, my word. I love Nikki Frenchko.
But she is not shy, and she speaks her mind.
Oh, she absolutely. Absolutely. I love Nikki Frenchko. I interviewed her a number of times, and I was guest hosting up in Youngstown for Verb and also for Rivers. Lovely guys. Great radio station. When she was
a county commissioner.
Right. I had her on a number of times. She was great radio. I love Nikki Frenchko. Ma'am, oh, my God, especially her pictures. Anyway. Focus. Get back to this thing here. So your billboard has Jesus Christ and Donald Trump. And what does it say?
It says, Jesus is my savior, Trump's my president. And I basically feel that's all I need to put on there to tell the electorate or to tell the public where my values are at and what I stand for. You know, I take a look at the Jesus. I'm pro-life. I received the pro-life's endorsement here just recently. And I'm very proud of it, okay? And I think people need to stand up and be counted, and so I am. And
is this from conception? Because when people say pro-life, and I get that, but there's lots of different, they have wiggle room. They give themselves wiggle room. And that includes, unless it's rape, unless it's incest, then it's okay to kill the baby. A lot of people who are pro-life say that. I've never understood that. Why would you kill a baby when the baby was not the perpetrator for the rape or for the incest? So how much pro-life are you?
I'm like you from conception to the end. Okay, I'm pro-life. I believe it's up to God. And if you take a look at so many cases when you go to the other end, when they want to execute people, how many people have been set on death row, and then we find out later when, like DNA now, you know, they're set free. And the only...
So you're opposed to the death penalty?
I am.
Are judges allowed to be opposed to the death
penalty? No, I'm allowed. That's my personal view. But I will always follow the law. If the death penalty in the state of Ohio says you're put to death, I have to go along with it. That's my duty as a judge. Uh-huh. My personal belief is something different. Okay, and it's from conception to the end. Too many people have been found not guilty, and then how do you give them their life back?
The innocence,
or how do you give them their
project?
Correct.
Yeah. No question. So when you're an appellate judge, you got these lawyers, making their cases, pleading. How much time do they have? Like an hour, 3 minutes? How much time do they have?
No, each side gets 15 minutes.
That's it, 15 minutes.
It's called,
right.
But you
who was the most incompetent lawyer who ever stood up there? What did he do? Did he pick his nose? Did he barf? There was one that's the first one that comes to mind. Completely incompetent. I don't need to know the name, but what did he do?
Didn't file the brief in time. Or came up and didn't argue, or didn't have the transcript filed. But I can't give names like that.
Oh, no, I wouldn't name names. No. But the paperwork was so bad.
Yeah, but by and large, I'd have to say 99% do a great job. They go through the transcript, they go to order the transcript, go through it and pick it apart to find out if the court didn't follow the proper procedure or if somebody's rights were violated. And then the appellant, that's the one who lost the case, they get 15 minutes to argue their case, but they can split their time up. In other words, when the appellant gets up to argue, he's the first one. You ask him, you say, do you want to reserve any time for rebuttal? And usually about 3 or 4, maybe 5 minutes, he'll say, I'll say for rebuttal.
Yeah.
So they put their arguments for... They put their arguments.
We're playing. Your wife and I are playing footsie.
Well, I see I'm a jealous guy.
By accident.
I'm a jealous guy.
By accident. All right.
And
that's pretty nice.
Well, you have a toe fetish. I know a lot of Greeks that have toe fetishes. Feet. You better watch
feet, not just feet. Toes. The whole.
Oh my God.
Anyway, go on.
So, anyways, they get to put on their argument first.
Yeah.
Then the appellee, who is the winner of the case at the lower level, they get their full 15 minutes, and they present their case.
So, in other words, they're saying to you, the lower court got it right. Just confirm the lower court got it right.
Correct.
Well, how often does that happen? Like, is it like 50-50 or 10-90, or how does that typically go?
It's probably 10-90.
1090. So 10% of the time, the lower court got it wrong, in your opinion.
No, the other way around.
What?
90% of the time, the lower court got it right. And about 10% of the time, and really, since I've been on the bench, it was probably more than 90-10 prior to. I can't tell you exactly what it was.
Yeah.
But I take a look because I was a criminal defense lawyer and a plaintiff's lawyer, okay? The other three contemporaries of mine, they were either a judge or they worked for a city. They didn't really have an active practice, okay?
Yeah. You understand the common man and those problems.
I do. Like, you know, when I represented thousands of clients.
All right, we'll be talking more about that, including some of the accomplishments that you had made with this court. Now, we're going to get a little in the weeds, a little inside baseball. But it is pretty important, and it is a pretty impressive story that you do have. Some more with a very special guest, Judge Mark Hanine, who is with the 7th Appellate District Court of Appeals in Ohio, and his lovely wife, Dawn. Stay tuned.